The Vikings have a place in the playoffs in the all-important second portion of the NFL schedule, a ticket in the postseason tournament where two more wins will bring the Vikings to their home stadium for the 52nd Super Bowl. But as the team enjoys a week off to rest and get ready for their January 14th divisional round matchup, there are some elements the NFC North champions are hoping to clean up before their playoff opener.
When they don't know who they play, it gives them a chance to look at themselves. And you hear during the regular season, bye weeks, NFL teams will say we're self-scouting. And I think the Vikings will take that opportunity on the playoff bye week to analyze themselves and break down their tendencies, figure out what they are, self-diagnose the problems, and then work on fixing them. It's a great week to do it because they can't get ready for a specific opponent because they don't know who they play until wild card weekend is over. So I don't think they have any choice but to look at themselves and break themselves down and fix what they can fix before they focus on the opponent next week.
The Vikings' victory on New Year's Eve on Sunday gave them a 13-win season, the second highest total in franchise history. But things only get more competitive as the playoffs begin. The identity of the 2017 Vikings team is their defense, which led the NFL in many categories and may be peaking at the best possible time. But the playoffs also mean they are facing the top teams each week to advance, and the defense will need to continue playing at their high level.
You know, it's been impressive in a lot of fronts. I mean, to me, the biggest change has been the run defense. I mean, that really, for as good as they've been the last few years, that has been the thing that hasn't been quite up to snuff with the rest of the defense as a whole. So now to see them ranked as high as they are in that regard, I think is really what has led them to go from, you know, being maybe the fourth or fifth best defense in the league statistically to the best in both points and yards. I mean, you have that, you have the pass rush. I think they would probably like to get more turnovers and be a little more dynamic that way. But it's that and then the ability to stop people on third downs like they have. I mean, they're the best third down defense since 1991. And that's the running game, that's the pass rush, that's them being sound in coverage. I mean, to be able to get off the field three quarters of the time on third down makes it really, really hard for anybody else to come in and beat you, especially in U.S. Bank Stadium. So that facet of things really, I think, is the big difference this year.
The offense doesn't get the attention and recognition that the defense receives, but there is no weak link in the team's offensive unit. From Case Keenum's standout season to the play of Pro Bowler Adam Thielen, to the improved ground game and offensive line. The offense will need to continue to score against some of the best defenses in the NFL during the playoffs.
The offense has taken a step forward. They've gone from an offense that plays to the defense's strengths by being conservative, trying to get good field position, and not turning the ball over. That's out the window. This offense is scoring points, 24 points a game, almost 25. And that is allowing Mike Zimmer and the defense to do even more things to make life difficult on the other offense. So I think Pat Shurmur and Case Keenum, the way they've done this is while maintaining ball security and not being careless with the ball, they have been able to put points up on the board, and that makes it even tougher to beat us, especially at home when we're giving up like 12 points per game. And so I think the offense has taken that next step, and we are no longer the team that wins with its defense and gets by with its offense. We are a team who can score points to win games, and I think you look at the way the Vikings came back against Carolina in the fourth quarter. They didn't win that game, but they were down by 11 points with only two possessions to go, and they did what they had to do. They scored a touchdown and a field goal and a two-point conversion, tied the game. Look at the Washington game where the defense gave up 30 points, but our offense scored 38. And we won that game coming out of the bye. I think the offense is self-sufficient and is independent and is doing a good job of helping us win games.
The Vikings know they will play their second-round playoff game at U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday, January 14th at 3:40. While Minnesota doesn't know their opponent until after this weekend's games, the team and organization will be preparing and getting ready for what is hopefully a magical winter in Minnesota.
This is football nirvana for Vikings fans. There is still a lot of work to go. I mean, they haven't even won a playoff game yet. They're going to host a playoff game, and maybe they're going to host two, and maybe they're going to play in and host the Super Bowl. I mean, that is, you know, we always talk about Vikings fans feel like the football gods have cursed them. And I think maybe the football gods are trying to even up the score here.